Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Taylor gives details on her new album, and fans have theories. You've got more chances to see Mariah, Usher, and Adele on tour. I sit down with Teddy Swims and talk about his top 10 hits. We highlight the successes of Epic Records CEO Chairman Sylvia Rhone. We look back at Toby Keith's legacy after the country legend passed. It's Tuesday, February 6th, and we're kicking off Billboard News by breaking down all the latest on Taylor's new album. Taylor Swift drops the track list for her brand new album, and it packs some star power. And the fan theories are already floating. Let's break it down, Swifties.
My brand new album comes out April 19th. It's called The Tortured Poets Department.
The brand new album is just a few months away, and today we received the track list with song titles like Down Bad and But Daddy I Love Him. I see you, Ariel reference. And it features artists like Post Malone on Fortnite and Florence the Machine on Florida, with three exclamation marks. And with tracks like So Long London and The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, fans think the album will be about her breakup to British boyfriend of 6 years, Joe Alwyn. And there's other things they pointed out about the April 19th release date. It's the same day last year Taylor went to dinner with friends Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, and they unfollowed Joe on Instagram. It's also the day in 1775 that British and American soldiers exchanged fire in the Massachusetts towns of Lexington and Concord. Starting the Revolutionary War? Never a slow day as a fan of Taylor Swift. While Taylor's touring Asia, you have so many chances to see your faves all over the world. It's time to emancipate Mimi again, as Usher goes from the Super Bowl to the road, and Adele is extending her live shows. All in today's tour updates. She's not just a Christmas queen. The chart queen Mariah Carey is returning to Vegas for the celebration of Mimi, April 12th through April 27th at Dolby Live in Park MGM.
Coming fan favorites from the Emancipation of Mimi and beyond.
Emancipation packs hits like We Belong Together, Shake It Off, It's Like That, and Don't Forget About Us.
Baby,
and we would never forget about Usher, who, after conquering Vegas himself, has announced the 24-date Usher Past, Present, and Future tour to promote his upcoming album, Coming Home, which drops Friday, just days before he headlines the Super Bowl 58 halftime show. Adele has also left Vegas to head to Munich for a summer run of shows, and now more fans have a chance to see her. After initially announcing 4 exclusive dates, then quickly doubling that commitment, she has now added 2 final shows slated to take place on August 30th and 31st. I had the immense pleasure of sitting down with Teddy Swims as he's climbing the Billboard Hot 100.
I felt like when we recorded it, when we first wrote it, I felt like, oh, this is gonna change my life. Like, you just had that feeling, you know? And it's one of the first times I've really had that feeling of like, oh, this is gonna change my life. I just know it is. And I mean, I'm happy that I get to, I guess it makes the pain I went through super necessary, you know? I'm super grateful that now that person broke my heart, you know, and shattered it. And I think it's so great to know that that pain is necessary because it got me to this place. And, you know, pain is paying the bills still, so.
Pain is paying the
bills. You know what I mean? It sure is. And I mean, I'm trying to not be like, I'm trying to stop putting myself in positions to get hurt and pay the bills, because you don't always have to do that, but thankful that this one is. You know, they say the best of revenge is success, so there you have it, you know?
And for the listeners out there that are connecting with the song, like, tell me a little bit about the story behind this, because there's substance abuse. There's obviously, you know, deeper meanings to what Lose Control is all about.
Well, you know, I felt like we got very codependent. And to talk about this first, and I always make sure to say, like, we're both better off, we're doing well, and there's no bad blood about any of it. But, you know, I just, it's, you know, when you're with somebody and you're in a situation like that, I felt like we're just kind of codependent on our lifestyle. We're living together, and it was hard for us to break away from that lifestyle. We're living together and feeling like there was no way out. And sometimes you love somebody so much, there's just not, you just don't belong together. And as cliche as it is, you know, love something, you really got to let it go. And we both are better off without each other. And that was the hardest thing about that relationship, was, you know, continuing to keep the, I guess there's like a diminished returns on those kind of love, you know, on those, the oxytocin and the dopamine rushes of the highs we had together. And I feel like that just kind of became our lifestyle together, and our lifestyle became something that was, can't last forever. You know, you can't have that and this together. It's just, you become enabling each other. And that's kind of what we were doing there. And I feel very, very grateful now to see both of us succeeding in our own ways and being better, not together, you know. And that's a rough reality, but it's true. And
for the full interview, head to billboard.com.
I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride.
Country legend Toby Keith has died at the age of 62. Toby Keith's family released a statement letting fans know the singer passed away peacefully last night, surrounded by his family after battling stomach cancer.
Always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
Toby made not only a huge pack on country music, with 20 number one hits on the Hot Country Songs chart and the Country Airplay chart, but on the music industry in general, charting 39 Billboard Hot 100 hits, with 4 of his 19 studio albums reaching number 1 on the Billboard 200.
Ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Less than 2 months ago, Toby played 3 sold-out shows in Vegas, and just prior to that, he took the stage at the People's Choice Country Awards, where he accepted the Icon Award.
And most of all, I want to thank the fans for still allowing us to do what we do, so.
Our condolences go out to Toby Keith's friends and family, and today we raise a red solo cup to Toby.
Red solo cup, I fill you up, let's have a party.
And I'm very proud to run a label where our senior leadership is 53.6% women and 57.1% people of color.
For Black History Month, Billboard is celebrating by highlighting some of the greatest Black executives in music. Today, we're celebrating Sylvia Rome.
40 years is a long time in any business. Warner Music Group for 28 years, Universal Motown for 7 years, and now Sony Music Group for 10 plus years.
Sylvia Rome became the first Black industry executive and woman to hold the dual title of CEO and chairman when she was appointed at Epic Records in 2019. Prior to that, she held senior roles at all 3 major record companies. In 1990, Sylvia was the first Black woman to head a major record label when she became CEO president of Atlantic's East West Records US division. Always a champion for women, she helped artists like En Vogue, MC Lyte, Missy Elliott, and Nicki Minaj reach stardom. She was an integral part in the success of all of Young Money.
I'm certainly really proud of the artists that I work with, and the biggest thrill is to see them be successful.
Currently at Epic Records, she's been a key part of the success of Camila Cabello, DJ Khaled, Travis Scott, and 21 Savage. Last year, when she took home Executive of the Year at Billboard's Women in Music, she told us, "I am focused on creating power by creating a culture where the creativity of artists on our roster can flourish, and there is an exchange of ideas, culture, and information from a diverse group of creatives and executives."
I'm still as excited about the business today as I was over 40 years ago, because it's simply my passion.
Today we honor an epic woman in the music industry, Sylvia Rome. That's it for today. Come back tomorrow to find out who's our next Billboard cover star. This is Billboard News.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.